Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. You may see a large police presence in East Wichita today. According to a news release from the Wichita Police Department, they'll be conducting exercises involving both the Special Weapons and Tactics Team and the Explosive Ordnance Disposal Team. The training taking place in the 8,000 block of East Douglas near the Douglas and Rock intersection. The exercise is expected to take place through 4:30 p.m. And the Garden City Police Department has announced a new resource officer. J.P. Bizet has more.
Kudos are going out to Officer Julio Morales, who has been assigned as the new school resource officer for Garden City High School. According to a post on the Garden City PD Facebook page, Officer Morales and all school resource officers are dedicated to create a safe environment for students and staff by working closely with USD 457 administrators.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
25% of all fatal crashes are speed-related, which equates to 1 in 4. In Kansas, that means drivers maintaining a safe, legal speed could prevent more than 100 deaths a year. Higher speeds lead to reduced reaction times and more severe, even more deadly crashes. In an effort to save lives, law enforcement will be cracking down on those who are being a danger to themselves and others. Stop speeding, because on the Drive to Zero Fatalities, you are in the driver's seat. Sponsored by the Drive to Zero Co.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The cold weather rule, designed to help Kansans who are behind on their utility payments avoid disconnection during the winter months, began November 1st and will remain in effect until March 31st. While the cold weather rule is in effect, utility companies cannot disconnect a customer service when the local temperatures are forecast to drop below 35 degrees within the following 48-hour period. The Kansas Corporation Commission, the agency that regulates public utilities in the state, implemented the rule in 1983 to prevent utility companies from disconnecting a customer's natural gas or electric service during periods of extreme cold. The cold weather rule also requires utility companies to offer a 12-month payment plan to allow consumers to maintain a reestablished service. Any residential customer with a past due balance will qualify for payment arrangements. However, it's the customer's responsibility to contact their gas or electric company to make those arrangements. The cold weather rule applies only to residential customers of electric, natural gas, and water utility companies under the KCC's jurisdiction. However, many municipal utilities and cooperatives have similar winter weather policies. Information about the cold weather rule is available on the Commission's website, and Kansans can also contact their local utility company or the KCC's Office of Public Affairs and Consumer Protection at 800-662-0027. The Kansas Department of Commerce announced $50 million will fund a second round of projects under the Building a Stronger Economy, or BASE, grant program. BASE 2.0 will continue addressing infrastructure and economic development needs that were delayed or slowed due to COVID-19 in an effort to expand the state's base of businesses and residents. The additional funds were designated by the Strengthening People and Revitalizing Kansas, or SPARK, Executive Committee, and approved by the State Finance Council in December. Previous applicants that were not funded in Round 1 will be considered for BASE 2.0 and don't need to reapply unless they would like to submit a new application. Awardees from the first round are not eligible for a BASE 2.0 award. County and local governments, economic development organizations, local chambers of commerce, and other stakeholders are eligible to apply, and awardees will have 2 years to complete their projects and utilize all awarded and required matching funds. Applications submitted are required to document how the project was delayed or affected negatively due to the COVID-19 pandemic and the resulting downturn in economic conditions. The BASE 2.0 grant application process opened at 2 p.m. on January 3rd, and the deadline for submissions will be at 11:59 p.m. on Tuesday, January 31st. Applicants can contact CommerceSpark at ks.gov for any questions regarding the funding opportunity. The Kansas Department of Agriculture is accepting applications from producers to participate in the Kansas Local Food Purchase Assistance, or LFPA, program. The Kansas LFPA program will strengthen the state's local food system by providing expanded wholesale market access to Kansas's food producers and increasing access to locally sourced food in rural and urban counties impacted by food insecurity. Kansas producers are encouraged to apply to participate in the Kansas LFPA program in order to sell their products to the food banks serving the state. Products eligible for sale under the program include produce, dairy, meat, eggs, honey, and processed foods, and products must be grown or processed local to Kansas to be eligible for sale under the program. Applications are due to the Kansas Department of Agriculture no later than 5 p.m. on February 15th, and for more information, you can visit agriculture.ks.gov/LFPA. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic encourage you to make health a priority in the new year by scheduling an appointment with your primary care provider. You and your provider form a team to address your health concerns and risks, plan for screenings to prevent disease, and help you feel your best. The hospital is proud to offer family and internal medicine, emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, rehabilitation, and more. Find Norton County Hospital online to learn about its services and its dedicated team to help you through all stages of life.
According to unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, January 16th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Rob Lawson with the Norton County Road Department gave the weekly report and schedule for upcoming work. A bid was submitted by CGRS for tank tightness testing at the shop site, and the quote was $2,643.75. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the bid, with a second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed 3-0. A bid was submitted by Keyswetter Tire for 10 new truck tires, and the bid was $3,650.24 for the 8 tires. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the bid, with a second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed 3-0. Craig Sowards with the Norton County EMS spoke with the Commission on Staffing and Personnel Recruiting. The starting wages and recruitment were discussed, and Craig provided a proposal to the Commission for consideration. Craig also proposed a fee structure for AEMT course to be supplemented by the county. The cost per student is $756. After discussion, a motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the $756 to the 4 current employees from capital outlay, with a second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed 3-0. A staff retention and recruitment incentive proposal was also submitted and discussed. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the EMTB, EMTA, and the EMTP increase as proposed, and 50 cents per hour to staff members that have been employed for 5 years or more. Brian Kirk, Melody DeWitt, and Ava Harrington with the Norton County Hospital, and Ted with the Norton County Solid Waste, were in to discuss biohazard bags and solid waste trash. Ted spoke about continued disposal of biohazard bags at the Norton County Solid Waste site, and several photos of the disposal bags and contents were reviewed. Brian stated that the hospital is 100% committed to making any corrections, and the hospital staff gave the commission a sample of the bags that they use for biohazard material. As pointed out by the hospital staff, certainly not all of the bags identified in the photos were hospital bags. The staff also reported that the facility will be going to clear bags in the near future, and Brian reported that the hospital staff has been fully educated on the use and disposal of biohazard bags. Ted spoke with the commission about the Kansas Department of Health and Environment permit renewing process. The documentation is due the 1st of August, and this year the county documents were late due to various reasons. The commission discussed notifying all involved with the process and the deadline dates. Wanda Vincent, the Norton County Register of Deeds, provided the 2022 annual report. In 2022, a total of 439 deeds were recorded, 174 mortgages, and 501 documents classified as other. A total deposit to the Clerk and Treasurer Tech Fund was given, as well as the Heritage Trust Fund. Mid-month vouchers were presented to the Commission for signature, and upon review, the vouchers were signed and approved as submitted. A discussion was held on the membership dues to the Norton Area Chamber of Commerce. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to join at the platinum rate of $1,200 annually, and the motion was given a second by Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed 3-0. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the January 9, 2023 minutes, with the second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed 3-0. Terry Nelson spoke with the Commission about a concern on Road H. Terry stated that on Road H, there's a bridge that the county moved all of the gravel off of last week, and he is concerned with the trucks breaking down the bridge. So the County Commission will check into why the gravel has been removed. Terry also spoke with the Commission about requesting a stop on the intersection of H and E14. Pinco Engineering will be contacted to do the engineering study. Rob Lawson then joined the meeting at the Commission's request. The Commission questioned Rob about the bridge on Road H to see if he was aware of the concern, and Rob stated to the Commission that the county crew removed the material in order to do maintenance, and he stated that when the deck is fixed, the top material will be returned. The meeting was then adjourned until January 23rd of 2023. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA Insured.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. An unusual and inspected increase in winter wheat seedings was reported last week by USDA. The big question is why? We hear an answer from the USDA's Gary Crawford.
USDA's new report on winter wheat seedings may have surprised the markets a little bit.
And the surprise here is how big of a rebound that we had in winter wheat seedings.
A big one, too. USDA's chief economist Seth Meyer says growers put in 37 million acres of winter wheat. That's an 11% rebound from last season, 2% more than had been expected. Some of that coming from unexpected regions.
Some big percent increases in places like Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, folks who aren't necessarily normally planting winter wheat,
but may have had good reasons to do so, reasons such as
better moisture conditions in there, high wheat prices, maybe a little bit of change in what kind of crop insurance you can get for double cropping that might have attracted some attention to plant some additional wheat in those regions.
But the acreage boost not just in fringe winter wheat areas, seedings up in places like Texas, Nebraska, and Kansas. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thank you, Gary. West Kansas Congressman Tracy Mann is among 15 Republicans that will be returning to the House Ag Committee on Agriculture this term. The announcement was made this week by House Ag Committee Chairman G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania. Now, there are 12 new faces on the committee. committee, one of them not really that new, Frank Lucas of Oklahoma, who was chairman of the committee when the 2014 Farm Bill was under development. Among the freshman members of Congress that will be on the House Ag Committee is West Central Missouri's Mark Alford, the former television anchor from WDAF. Democrats have yet to announce the 23 members that will make up their side of the House Ag Committee. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans living with chronic pain? If so, you may think prescription opioids are the solution. The truth is, the benefits of opioids are limited. Opioids only mask the pain. Opioids also come with serious side effects, ranging from nausea to withdrawal symptoms to overdose. As many as 25% of people who are prescribed opioids struggle with addiction. And those who are addicted to opioids are 40 times more likely to move on to heroin. No one wants to live in pain, but no one should put their health at risk to be pain-free. There is another choice, physical therapy. Physical therapists treat pain through movement and exercise, no warning labels required, and you get to be an active participant in your care. Choose to treat your pain safely. Choose physical therapy. Visit moveforwardpt.com to find a physical therapist near you. This public service announcement is brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Showers will be possible for a while into this afternoon for our central and eastern counties. Snow or mixed freezing rain and snow possible for the northern and northwestern counties, along with gusty wind. Precipitation will be wrapping up for the southern parts of our state. Wraparound flow from the low will cause colder air to move into the northern counties, so we'll stay at or a little below freezing there this afternoon. Still pretty warm in the southern tier counties. On the map, heading into the afternoon, our low is over southern Kansas and slowly headed off to the east. Colder high pressure is off to our north. As the low exits the region, that batch of cool air will make its way down into our area by this evening. Only 20s and 30s this afternoon for the northern counties, and roads could be slick and icy with those cold temperatures. Rain or showers in the southern and eastern counties gradually ending by mid to late afternoon. Overnight, a few lingering snow flurries in the northern counties. The low will be over northern Missouri by about midnight. High pressure takes over the weather pattern on Thursday. Looks like it'll be a breezy day and cool. Afternoon highs staying in the 30s and 40s. Wind out of the north at 15 to 25 miles per hour. That cool high pressure system will be in place on Friday. We will warm up a little bit in the southern counties, getting back into the mid and upper 40s, but staying in the 30s across the northern counties. A weaker low is set to move into the central plains on Saturday and Sunday. Few showers possible for parts of our state. This afternoon in northwest Kansas, upper 20s and low 30s, mid to upper teens for the overnight hours. Mid-30s north central and low 20s overnight. Low to mid-40s northeast, and tonight we're in the mid to upper 20s. Mid to upper 30s in the southwestern counties and low 20s overnight. Low to mid-50s south central, and tonight we're in the mid to upper 20s. Upper 50s southeast and low 30s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
In farming, you know being early means you're right on time. That's why the Roundup Ready Extend crop system created the Spray Early Weed Control Guarantee. When you spray before or at planting, you can protect your investment and give your farm an advantage all season long. Find the tools and resources you need to spray early and guarantee your weed control at RoundupReadyExtend.com/sprayearly. Guarantee is subject to program terms and conditions. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
I think farming picked me. I didn't pick farming. I'm not afraid to try something new. It's my farm, my family, and our future. My Channel Seedsman gets that. I get access to innovative products with personalized advice backed by data to maximize my yield potential. With Channel, I know I'll prosper for years to come.
Define your future at channel.com/future. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2022 Bayer Group. All right.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at boxed beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
Thanks for listening to KQNK AM and FM.
Good morning. This is Jan Team for Norton Livestock Market here in Norton, Kansas, with information on this week's Thursday cattle auction. There'll be no cattle auction this week due to the weather. Next week, we will sell stock cows, bred heifers, and pairs along with our regular sale. Already consigned are 28 black cows, mostly five-year-olds with just a few six-year-olds on them. They'll be bred to start calving early March, bred to black.